Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. A control access device called EveryKey exploded well beyond its crowdfunding target on Indiegogo earlier this month. The product's popularity could have something to do with its spokesperson. John McAfee, founder of the McAfee antivirus company and Libertarian Party presidential candidate, calls himself EveryKey's chief evangelist. McAfee's company, Future Tense Central, has part ownership in EveryKey.
EveryKey was created by a gentleman named Chris Wentz, a brilliant young man. It was a company that I'm glad came into existence because I need it probably more than anyone else. I log onto websites and emails and Twitter and Facebook with dozens of different passwords. So every week I have to reset one up because I've forgotten it. So it's a blessing for me. You know, Chris actually contacted me after the product had been developed. And I said, that's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
EveryKey is designed to replace keys and passwords. It works using Bluetooth and AES 128-bit military-grade encryption. EveryKey stores a password keychain, which can be used to log the user into online accounts. The user's passwords are not stored on any product or server. The EveryKey fob broadcasts encrypted information to identify itself, and only synced devices are able to decrypt it. The passwords to the user's devices are stored on the devices themselves in an encrypted form.
You run an application on your smart devices, and the EveryKey device connects with it, takes your passwords, stores them, and when you walk away from that device, as long as you have the EveryKey fob on your keychain, that device locks down because Bluetooth has a very short distance. When you walk up to your car automatically unlocks and starts. When you come to your home automatically unlocks. If you lose the device, here's the beauty of it. If you lose it or if it's stolen, you can call EveryKey and they will lock it down. Then you have to go back to using passwords for a few hours until you have a new device. The risk is very minimal. Let's say that you lose your device in Macy's while you're trying on clothes. No one is going to be able to identify that device with you and where you live and what your devices are before you figure out you've lost it, because as soon as you walk to your car and your car doesn't start, you go, oh my heaven, I lost my device. You call the company and it's locked down. So the risk is minimal, but the benefits are tremendous. You never have to remember another password. If you leave your telephone at home accidentally, it locks down as soon as you walk out the door. So does your laptop. So does your pad. So does every smart device. So it's the ideal device for this world. The password paradigm has reached the end of its life, unfortunately. Thank the Lord. Every single website requires some different format. You must have one capital, two numbers, and an extra character. Or two capitals and an extra character. I mean, it's like, it's insane. So you can't have the same password for everything. And it's being replaced by EveryKey.
EveryKey works on electronic devices and smart locks on doors. The lock instructions explain how to activate Bluetooth, and from there, EveryKey can be synced with the lock to work only with your fob. Only the EveryKey fob and the devices it unlocks hold the encryption key, so the company has no way of decrypting the owner's passwords. If the fob is lost, EveryKey can be promptly deactivated. EveryKey creator Chris Wentz set out to differentiate his product from similar offerings through ease of use and security.
Chris did the proper thing by using the highest grade encryption and security to ensure that no one can hack into it, and that if in fact it is stolen or lost, you can lock it down by one call to the company and say, hi, I'm John McAfee. I just lost my key. And they say, don't worry about it. We just locked it down as we were talking to you. And it becomes useless. It cannot open anything. I was at the Consumer Electronics Show a couple of weeks ago when EveryKey was exhibiting. You would not believe the interest, not just from individuals, but from corporations across the board. I don't think selling this device will be much of a problem, especially with the smart devices that are coming online these days, the smart home, the smart refrigerator. It could be used with anything. There's certainly enough memory and enough processing to support hundreds of devices. It could be used with anything that has the capacity to communicate with a locking mechanism via Bluetooth.
Every key is available for purchase now at $128 per fob with delivery in March. Each one comes with a rechargeable lithium polymer battery, providing up to 30 days of battery life. The fob is also water resistant, and more enhancements are likely.
The things that I've suggested, I think, are of primary importance is using proprietary architecture, meaning a hardware chip that nobody else has. Given the fact that there's a lot of security in it, it's not too concerning. But using any off-the-shelf chip does leave you open somewhat to the possibility of hacking. With a proprietary architecture, that becomes virtually impossible.
The EveryKey app pushes the latest over-the-air software updates so users can stay up to date on features and security standards. McAfee says the initial setup, which includes the inputting of passwords for various devices and web accounts, takes less than 10 minutes for the average person.
I don't know how often you use your smartphone, but me, hundreds of times a day. And I have to key in a code hundreds of times a day. It's time-consuming and annoying. With EveryKey, I don't have to do that anymore. I just pick up my phone and dial it. It's on my person. If I leave it on the table, as soon as I walk away, it locks itself down. That alone is a game changer. The password paradigm. Maybe the rest of the world does not have membership in as many websites as me. But if you do, good heavens, every single week I have to reset a password, which is time-consuming and sometimes takes up to 24 hours. This is a game changer there. It saves us time. It saves us effort, energy, and it certainly saves us money.
Every encrypted Bluetooth message broadcast by EveryKey is different from the last, preventing spoofing. Its range of use can be customized up to 3 meters. Optional accessories include a wearable band and a key ring. Thank you to antivirus guru John McAfee for joining us. And thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.